And now we're joined by associate head coach Spencer Bland. Coach, good first game here at the tournament. Got a couple more to go. What did you see from your team tonight? Because obviously it was close in the first 10 minutes or so, but then something happened in that second 10 minutes where you guys pulled away, and then you just kept your foot on the gas in the second half.
Yeah, that first 10 minutes, I mean, I think that's accustomed to any team that comes into a conference tournament. I think there's some nerves, there's some jitters. We got some first-time guys that are in this building, and it's different to play in. I mean, the crowd was great. You're obviously playing Augustana, and they're in their home city, in their home arena. But I felt like after that first 10 that you mentioned, we really settled down, and we took a breath. We started to execute the things that we had talked about all week long. But we had mentioned just weathering that kind of first 5, first 10, those first media time out or two, understanding that it might not be perfect, it might not be how, you know, we gain that separation and get to where we want to go, but hey, just weather that storm, don't let things get out of hand. And I thought our guys did a really nice job, and then for the most part, the rest of that game there, we were able to control it. Augie made a few attempts to kind of push it and come back, and our guys were able to respond and counter with that stuff. So overall, very proud of our performance, but we got a couple more games we want to win.
What was it like tonight? I mean, I think this is the first time, probably since either the first or second game of the year, that you've had specifically on the court Jameer Price and Jacob Beniga, because I don't know that I've seen that all season long, except for maybe one of the first two games of the year that we weren't able to see, you know, because it wasn't televised. So what was it like to have those two guys back on the court together, giving you guys even more depth at that guard position?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a sight that we were wanting to see for, 30 games this season. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we just saw them for the first two when we were down there in Kansas City early on, and then they both were kind of interchanging with injuries and stuff as the year gone on. That being said, we're at a point where it's so awesome to see those two seniors, two guys that have given so much to our program, different paths, but have impacted it so greatly, and to have those guys together, and then you insert a guy like Carson Johnson, who we, didn't anticipate playing ever with him, learning from him and trying to be a sponge and absorbing all that stuff that two guys who have had a lot of success in this league can do. But you insert those three together, I think that's a very, very tough recipe in the way our forwards have been playing with Logan and Sam and obviously Jenny holding down the paint. Mm-hmm. I think we got a bunch of different weapons, and that's what we have to utilize as we go forward, especially through the rest of the tournament here.
You guys had 10 offensive boards tonight, 8 steals in total. You forced 13 turnovers, but you only committed 13 fouls as a team. I would imagine that you guys emphasized that, the physicality of this NSIC tournament. How were you guys able to execute at a high level like that, though, for 40 minutes and play so darn clean at the same point?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it, you hit it on the head, that tournament time, whether it's NSIC or, if we're lucky enough to get to the regionals and the NCAA stuff, like, it is a different brand of basketball. It is physical. There are less whistles blown. They're going to let the players decide the games. They don't want to be the guys doing that. I thought the crew tonight did a really, really nice job. But for us, it's about, meeting guys, beating them to spots, showing our hands, all the details that we work on from day one in practice. It's just cleaning them up and doing them better through the course of the game. But I think that's our third game, keeping an opponent in the 50. It doesn't happen a whole ton, but we're proud of those guys. I think we're starting to figure some things out in terms of just our rotations, our one-on-one defenders, how we want to guard stuff. And you can see the guys putting forth the effort there with another complete game on the defensive end.
The last thing I have for you tonight, Coach, Winona State, round 3. You're 2-0 this year. It's tough to beat a team once, let alone twice, and now 3 times. And I know you and I both had a front row seat to last year's NSIC quarterfinals matchup where they got hot. And they edged us out. What's it take to get a victory and return the favor in the 2025 tournament, punching your ticket possibly to a championship game?
You got to play tough. That is a tough, tough basketball team that has beat a bunch of good teams on the season. They're rarely getting out of games. Like, they're always in the midst of it. They defend their butts off. Offensively, they run a lot of great action. Coach Eisner does a great job over there. And so, like you said, man, it's hard to beat a team once, hard to beat a team twice, nearly impossible to beat a team 3 times. But that's what our goal and our focus will be. I don't know what the game will look like in terms of runs, in terms of rhythm, flow, but I know that our guys are going to fight. I know that we're going to get some great rest tonight and be ready to go, be prepped to take on Winona tomorrow night at 7.